TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, it's Pageant Week in Las Vegas, and I want to remind everyone that you still have time to get your tickets for the Miss USA pageant this Sunday. This year's pageant is sure to be exciting, and I know you don't want to miss it. In addition to the beautiful and fabulous contestants, this year's event will feature recording artists Kevin Rudolph and the Veronicas, and will be hosted by Access Hollywood's Billy Bush and My Name is Earl star Nadine Velasquez. To purchase your tickets, just visit the Miss USA website at www.missusa.com or Ticketmaster at www.ticketmaster.com. If you're not able to make it to Vegas for the pageant, you can still catch all the pageant excitement on Sunday night on your local NBC station. To get information about the broadcast and check showtimes in your area, just visit www.nbc.com. I also want to remind you that you still have time to get my Mastering the Pageant interview audio CD at the introductory price. The audio CD is the recorded version of my sold-out Mastering the Pageant interview teleseminar workshop and will cover everything you need to know to get a winning interview score at your next pageant. I cover how to establish yourself as a top contestant within 30 seconds, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, and what to do when you get a question you're not really prepared for. Just pop the CD in your computer or download the files to your iPod, and you're all set. The audio CD is not yet available to the public, so to get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant interview graphic on the show page at www.pageanttalkradio.com. And don't forget to also get your copy of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions so that you can practice at home for your pageant interview. You can order both the audio CD and practice questions by clicking on the icons on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. Well, on today's show, we have a very, very special guest for you. Crystal Stewart, Miss USA 2008, has had an amazing year traveling the country, and it's hard to believe that her year is almost over. Crystal is, without question, one of the most impressive young women in pageantry, and her personal story is a testament to perseverance, humility, and unwavering faith. During her year as Miss USA, she's presented her Waiting to Win speech to packed audiences, encouraging others to pursue their own personal dreams. We're so thrilled to have Miss USA with us today. Crystal, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, competing at any state level USA pageant can be daunting, but it can also be daunting to compete and compete and compete and runner up, but never win. Crystal, what gave you that final boost to help you compete that final year?
You know, I must say my mother and my faith in God, because I really was not going to compete that last year. I was first runner-up for the second time the year before, and I was feeling discouraged. I was not feeling as confident anymore, and I was like, maybe this isn't for me. This is, you know, this would be my fifth year if I were to go back, and I never thought that I would compete that many times for the title. And I remember my mother telling me, which was a quote from the Bible, a scripture from the Bible, that the race does not go to the swift, but to the one that endures. And she just told me, you have to keep up your endurance, and what if you never know, if I don't go back to compete again, you'll never know if you would have been crowned Miss Texas USA, and you don't want to lose that opportunity. So I got my evening gown. I studied with interview. I prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually, and I went on to capture the Miss Texas USA crown of 2008.
And, of course, we're so glad that you did, because then you went on to be Miss USA, which is really exciting. Tell us a little bit about what the contestants are feeling and what the contestants are doing this week.
Oh, wow. We just had prelims. So I think they're excited, because it actually is a relief for you. Once you go out there, you competed, that's your first run through. So I think the nervousness is gone, and they can probably really, really relax now and have a good time. But they're, right now we're just having a lot of events, a lot of fun events, actually, that they go to. This is something that would be preparing them for whoever wins the Miss USA crown. They have a year of events. And then, I'm sorry?
So it is a busy schedule, pageant week, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. They're busy from morning to night. Oh, yes, very busy. Just like
and
I am, I'm working.
You are a busy girl, a busy, busy schedule. And that's part of what being a title holder is about, isn't it? Juggling the many demands that you have.
Oh, yes. It's not just about the glitz and the glamour and photo shoots or anything. I mean, we're a humanitarian. We're meeting politicians. We're going to different dinners. It's a lot that entails being Miss USA.
And, of course, last year, shortly after being selected as Miss USA, you got into immediate prep mode and went to the Miss Universe pageant. Tell us about the highlights that you experienced at Miss Universe.
You know, just going to Vietnam was a highlight for me. I'd never been out of the country before, so that was my first time on a 22-hour flight over to Nha Trang, Vietnam, and just to meet the people there, they were so courteous. I mean, the hospitality was great. It was an awesome experience for me. There were 80 other countries there, beautiful women, different cultures, different ethnicities, different languages, and I got to know at least each and every one of them at some point. Those were the high, even a high point for me, and no one would ever believe it, is me falling at the Miss Universe pageant, because I feel it helped a certain amount of people in some type of way, that even though you fall, you can pick yourself back up and carry on with life. It doesn't have to be just in pageantry, but just even if it's financially or in a relationship, if you fall, you pick yourself back up, clap, and keep going.
Right, and that's exactly what you did. Of course, you very gracefully got right back up and kept modeling. And then I saw some fabulous interviews the following morning when essentially that's what you said. You know, life doesn't always go along as exactly as we'd like it, and you just have to pick yourself up and move on. And yeah. Korea was beautiful. I noticed that while you guys were doing those visits, that the village people seemed to be really, really excited to have you there. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
The village people, we weren't able to visit too much because it was a security reason, but when we did encounter the village people, they were extremely excited, and they were very warm and welcoming to myself as an American. And I must say, I was not sure how they would accept me being American into Vietnam, because I believe actually the Miss Universe pageant was the first American event since the Vietnam War.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I'm almost positive that was the first American event. So I felt like I had a bullseye on my chest wearing the USA sash. But, oh, my gosh, was I wrong. They were so warm and welcoming. They kept chanting and screaming, America, America. I felt very, very, very pleased and very happy with the Vietnamese people. I had an awesome time.
And it sounds like it was a great experience. And I know that you've had a variety of other wonderful, memorable experiences, and I'm sure it's hard to pick out a couple to talk about. But can you share some experiences or appearances that you've made, presentations that you've given that have really stuck out in your mind as Miss USA?
So I went skydiving in Yuma, Arizona. It was the most amazing experience that I've had in my life. I mean, just imagine yourself 13,500 feet in the air and jumping out of a plane. I mean, you could never imagine a feeling. Actually, I would recommend anyone in their lifetime, if they're able to go skydiving, they should go. The second trip I remember is actually a trip to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And I was able to visit the detention center there. And also, on the way home, I was able to fly the plane home.
Oh, my gosh, flying the plane home.
Exactly. I was a pilot for about 30 minutes. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. Were you worried?
Yes, because for some reason, after I went skydiving, I've been terrified of planes. And, you know, throughout my year, I was traveling so much, and I was having this terrifying fear of planes. But the pilot said, why don't you come up here and why don't you fly the plane? So I was trying to overcome my fear if I knew what was actually going on up there. And it was a really, really great experience. So
it sounds like that would be lots of fun to actually be in control of one of those giant aircrafts. Well, I know during your year as Miss USA, Crystal, that you've also made a lot of charitable appearances, and of course you've spoken out a lot about breast cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've been able to educate and inform women about how they can be taking better care of themselves?
Well, one way that I do that is I talk about my personal experience, and I feel people can identify with me because I'm young, you know, a young woman. I never thought this would happen to me, and it did. At 21, I had a breast cancer scare. I found a lump in my right breast. I did have to go through surgery to get it removed. Unfortunately, it was benign, but not so many women in the world are that lucky that have malignant tumors. But at that moment, I was scared like any other woman that finds a lump in their breast. So when I tell my story and I talk about it and the fear that I had and the things that I had to go through, I think that opens up a lot of women's eyes and it makes them listen, because I'm not just a face talking about, oh, go get yourself checked. It actually happened to me. And now I go to my annual screenings. I do my self-exams actually every day once I step out of the shower. And that's what I promote to the people around the country to bring breast cancer awareness around the United States. I've had the pleasure of working with organizations as the Gildas Club, Susan G. Coleman, American Cancer Society, and these are really, really awesome organizations that are alliances to the Miss Universe organization.
You know, I think that's great that you're sharing your own personal story, because many people think that breast cancer is something that impacts people once they're over 40 or 45 and don't realize that it can also impact women as young as their teens or early 20s. So I think it's so great that you're sharing your story and helping women know that they need to do those self-breast exams in order to stay healthy. I know that a lot of your appearances, you've also been talking about your Waiting to Win presentation. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with Waiting to Win and what the elements are of Waiting to Win.
Waiting to Win is a speech that I came up with actually after I won the Miss Texas pageant, because that was exactly what I was doing. I was in. But it wasn't just in pageantry. It was in different aspects of my life. It was within my relationship. I was waiting to win the perfect boyfriend, or in my job, I was waiting to win the great promotion that I wanted. And what I talk about in this speech is how to set the goal first that you want and how to achieve it. How to make your dream become a reality, as mine did last year in 2008. And this is a very, very, very special speech to me. And actually, I've done it a couple of times, and it's been, I think, hopefully helpful to a lot of people around the world that I've given this speech to.
So what advice would you be giving to our listeners who are working towards a local or state title and one day hoping to be Miss USA? What can they be doing as they prepare, and what can they be doing to keep a great positive attitude if they're one of those that are having to wait to win?
Well, you know, one thing I made sure that pageantry, even though it may seem that it was my life, it really wasn't. I had 5 years in the pageant system, I must say, but it really wasn't my life. I made this goal and I worked hard to achieve it, but I knew if it did not happen for me for some reason, I had backup plans. I had a degree. I made sure I finished school. I made sure I knew what I wanted to do just in case I did not, this dream was not fulfilled for some reason. But one thing I would like the young ladies to do if they are competing is to make sure they remain themselves. Because about 4 of the years that I competed, I wasn't really Crystal. I wasn't competing as Crystal. I was competing as what I thought other people wanted me to be, or how I thought other people wanted me to look. And when I finally went on my last year, on my last attempt at the Miss Texas pageant, I really felt I won as Crystal, and it was the best feeling that I had, and I feel it was the best time for me to win the Miss Texas USA pageant. So I recommend that the girls stay humble. Set the goal, work hard to achieve it, but make sure it's not their entire life, that they do other things, and be the best that they can possibly be. I always say, and this is what my mother told me, you cannot aim for perfection, but you aim for excellence in everything that you do. And so I would recommend that for their times of competing in pageantry.
You know, I know that your mother has been a really, really important part of your life and a very important part of your ability to win at such an amazing level. Is she here in Las Vegas with you?
Yes, she is. She would be in no other place right now. Yes, she is. And she's just a great person. And it was not just my mother. It was a lot of other people that actually helped me reach my goal. But my mom just comes to mind every time I speak, because she was right there with me when I was down and when I was happy. But she's here having a great time.
Well, I know most winners have a huge support network of people that are cheering them on, but I have to say that most winners also have a mom that is their number one fan, and there's no doubt that your mom is your number one fan. Well, the girls are getting ready for the pageant, and of course they're busy rehearsing and going to the press events. If you were a judge judging this year's contestants, or any year contestants, what would be the three things that you would be looking for in the next title holder?
Oh, wow. The first thing, I would want to make sure that I feel that I know that person, especially in an interview, that they're being themselves. Even if they fumble or stutter a bit, that they're being genuine. They're really speaking from their heart. The second thing I would look for is their classiness and their elegance. I think, as Miss USA, we're about classiness. It's not just about sex appeal. You need to be a classy woman and a good role model
for right.
a lot of young women that'll be watching and sending them fan emails, and you have to give good advice. So I'll be looking for someone that could be a good role model. I think the third thing that I would look for is beauty, and I find the beauty in I find beauty in everyone. So I would look for some, it is a beauty pageant. So I would look for someone that is beautiful on the inside and that carries over to the outside. A woman that is physically fit. She doesn't have to be stick thin, but someone that I feel takes care of themselves physically, and they are very well groomed.
Right. And I do think that's great advice, to be beautiful. And it's amazing, for those of you who have never been to the Miss USA pageant, it's amazing how you can be in a room full of 50 women as they're rehearsing, and they're all very different. You know, they have different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different educational experiences, but they're all shockingly beautiful, and it's the most amazing experience. So if you've never been to Miss USA Live, I really encourage you to go. Tell us, after you give up the crown, and we'll be so sorry to see you go because you've been such a fabulous title holder. What's next for Crystal Stewart?
Well, right now, I have a couple of options, and I'm kind of weighing those options, but the first thing I will do is go home to Texas and take a vacation.
A well-deserved vacation.
So I'll be relaxing for a bit, and I might head back to New York and possibly start some type of acting or entertainment career. We do have a scholarship for New York Film Academy, and that's a two-year scholarship that I'll be able to use in the New York area or California. So I might be pursuing that career. If you don't see New York, you'll catch me in Texas opening my finishing school. So I'll have a month to decide once I take my vacation which avenue that I want to take.
Well, that sounds great. In any event, will you be continuing to do your Waiting to Win presentation?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, one of the things I do enjoy doing, and I think hopefully is my life calling, is to do motivational speaking. And I think I've touched a lot of people with the Waiting to Win speech, and I'm sure that I'll be doing that throughout my career after I give up my crown. Yes.
Well, that's awesome. We absolutely wish you the best, whether you end up in New York, California, or Texas, or somewhere in between. You've been such a great representative for all of the young women who do pageants, and we so appreciate your taking time out of the busy pageant week to talk to us today on Pageant Talk Radio.
Yes, it's been busy, but it's been great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal. Well, it's time for a break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back with the scoop on some of the fabulous events during Miss USA weekend, including the True Beauty Expo and Fashion Rocks the Universe. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.